another minute or two. He's not usually late, though.
Right. I don't know if I'm recording now. Did not have anything.
Okay, so nothing submitted to Debbie, so we'll move on to, and we have no other public on the phone with us, I believe.
Correct.
If I'm looking at this right. Okay, discussion action, Brown County Municipal Recycling Agreement.
In the near future, I'll be completing the 2021 Municipal Recycling Agreement. To be eligible for the grant, this is something that we do on a yearly basis. We need to sign an agreement that we cooperatively work together with our neighboring communities on education and outreach on the transport of recyclables and planning. This is something that President Raptor signs on every year, and I guess I'm asking for your approval to move ahead with this.
This is Jim Raptor. I would make the motion that we recommend to the village board to sign the agreement.
Okay, I would second that. Any questions? All right, all those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none. All right, next agenda item, hiring of a new engineering technician.
Yeah, I wanted to inform all of you on the 15th at the village board meeting, let everybody know that we've recently hired Derek Taylor, new engineering tech. He started August 31st. This is his second week at work. We're excited to have him. His main responsibilities will be helping put together plans. Be doing a lot of design. He'll be another responsibility of his will be updating village utility maps, and along with going out in the field to inspect construction projects. She mentioned that Derek is a May grad of the civil engineering program at the Northeast Wisconsin Technical College, and he's been an intern at Robert E. Lee Associates in the Green Bay Water Utility. We're excited to have him, and look forward to him helping us with our workload.
Outstanding.
That sounds like a great background.
Is he a local guy?
He is. He's a grad of Southwest, Green Bay Southwest. He's local. Brad, I think he had mentioned to you that he has relatives in Alloway.
Two aunts that live in Alloway.
Awesome. Keeping it local, that's great.
Is he actively wanting to become an Alloweanian himself?
Good question, Mr. Getman.
We can float that out there for him.
We can help him. We know the good side.
That's right.
All right, next item, Highway 172 speed study.
So President Raptor had asked about status of the speed study. I know this had come up, I think, almost a year and a half, 2 years ago, and the DOT has been working on collecting data for a speed study. As of right now, the study is on hold. Statewide, the DOT is not considering any speed zone increases statewide. But I, They have collected a majority of the data. I quickly wanted to share that with you. You know, if you've got the map in front of you, I guess the segment of 172 that was studied was from Bellevue Street west to the bridge, actually into Ashwaubenon. The study extended into Ashwaubenon. And overall, what they have found is that the median or average speed is about 60 miles per hour. They also noted that the 85th percentile speed was 70, which indicates that 85% of the vehicles traveling 172 in both directions, east and westbound, are traveling 70 miles per hour or less. And typically when they set the speed limit on a highway or street, they use the 85th percentile speed. And in this case, based on the data, it would suggest that the speed limit be increased to 65. But they're not making any recommendations at this time. Again, statewide, any increases to interstate highways have been placed on hold. I'm not sure of the reason. I'm not quite sure. Gonna look at an email right now. Hold on 1 second.
Yeah, the email that you forwarded, or that I saw somehow, I thought it said that they don't think it warrants. Oh, because the air braking takes place at Webster.
Yeah.
Instead of at Libel, that it doesn't warrant speed adjustment. Well, but the speed adjustment is the 85th percentile, which is what, when we were trying to get a reduced speed on Riverside Drive several years ago, they said that you have to be at the 85th percentile. So it's interesting that they're not allowing that.
You know, I'm not quite sure why they put them on hold. In the email that I have from Rod, as I mentioned, I'll read his email. As I mentioned earlier, WISDOT has put a hold on all of our remaining freeway expressway regulatory speed limit increases from 65 to 70. These locations were determined to need additional review and were not increased to 70 miles per hour with other segments in late 2015. Yet, you know, he did indicate that when they were out there observing, picking up the traffic data, that it was in their opinion that the braking and the noise was more a factor of the interchange, those exiting 172 to go on to Webster, or those leaving Webster to enter 172, that the noise was being generated by the interchange itself, not so much the change in speed. That was the note that he had placed on the map. Located in the upper right-hand corner. I don't know why the state overall has placed any increases to their roadways on hold. I don't know. I can definitely call and ask.
You could. It'd be interesting. Not that we'll change anything, but.
Okay. I'll do that.
Was that the sole reason why it was dropped to 55? Was noise in the past, or?
There is some history behind this. There was some politics that I've been told that came into play. And I'd have to look through my file. I don't have that in front of me. Brad, do you recall? I know there were some politics that had come into play on this issue.
Yeah, I'm not absolutely certain what those discussions were in the past.
Yeah, the reason we asked for the speed study in the first place is because a couple of years ago, Trustee Atwood, at a village board meeting, was complaining about how the air-breaking noise in the middle of the night could be heard for blocks and blocks and blocks. And so he wanted to have that looked into. And so in bringing in WISDOT, they suggested they could do a speed study to see what was going on. And so that's how we finally could hear. I don't know why it was reduced, if it was reduced, and if so, when or what. But Trustee Atwood's theory was that when people are going from, when truckers are going from 65 down to 55, that they would do so by air braking versus burning their brakes, and thereby waking up the entire neighborhood.
That is surprised. If anything, they coast. I'd be surprised. Air braking is going to be if they're getting off.
And that was the reason why we had reached out to the state. But there have been some politics that have come into play before that with the setting of the speed limit on 172. And I don't know if it had, I guess I don't even want to speculate. I'm going to have to go back into my notes and review that with Rod as well. But Brown County Sheriff Department is against raising the speed limit. I know they were at one time.
So it's a honeypot for them, I would imagine.
Well, there's a new sheriff in town. Well, there's a new sheriff in town, so maybe we ask him.
Okay.
I was just going to say, with the air braking issue, I think he also asked if we could put up signs saying no air braking, and I thought the state said no.
Correct.
And I think that would be a logical question to them right now. If the air braking is caused by people getting off at Webster, just like they have in De Pere, signs saying no air braking on this exit or whatever.
Okay. I've written that down. I'll ask Rod that question. I think he had commented on that too, but I'll review that with him.
Okay, cool.
Got a number of questions for him now, and know that what I'll do after my conversation with him, I'll respond to everybody. We'll send an email to everybody in the Public Works Committee and let you know what I found out, and I'll plan on providing an update on the 15th at the Village Board meeting on this item. No, wait a minute. It's not an action item. It's just a report.
Yeah.
I'll send out an email to all of the Public Works Committee members. And if you guys would like me to take this further, I'd be more than happy to. But I'll look into the questions that you have.
Okay, cool. Thank you.
All right. Item number 6, 2020 construction project update.
Sure. Just want to give you a quick update on a few projects that we have left to be completed this year. The street resurfacing project, with the exception of St. Mary's, that work has been completed. The St. Mary's sanitary sewer was lined about 3 weeks ago. Are you still there?
Yep.
Hello?
Hello?
Oh,
can you hear me okay?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry about that. On St. Mary's, the contractor has started to pipe burst the sanitary sewer laterals. That work actually started Tuesday of this week. Our hope is that within the next few weeks that work will be completed, and then the paving contractor will come back in to put down the final layer of asphalt, restore driveways and curb and gutter. The Bethel Baptist Pond Project is on its way. Radke, the subcontractor to Garner, has started excavating the pond. I don't know that they, due to rain, have been working the last couple of days, but the pond excavation has started. That work is anticipated to be wrapped up. The next game of excavating the pond, end of September, and then general contractor come in and install 48-inch storm sewer connecting the pond to storm sewer at Irwin in Culp Street with a completion date of middle to end of October. That's all we have. The standpipe or water tower repair project has been completed. There's some landscape restoration that is needed on the Old River Condominium Trail, but for the most part, that work has been completed. So, any questions on our construction projects?
No, they seem to be progressing along nicely.
Thank you.
All right. We have a motion to adjourn.
So I'll move.
And I'll second.
All right. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? All right. We stand adjourned.
Excellent.
Thanks, all.
Thank you.
Everybody have a good night.
You.